弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
相信大家已经过了一个愉快的圣诞的假期。
I believe that every one of you had a very joyful Christmas holiday.
那么在今天我们一起敬拜的时候，我也提前预祝大家新年快乐。
And today as we worship together, I want to wish you all a happy new year.
那么2020年很快就要过去了。
Your 2020 shall pass away very quickly.
这一年真是非常不寻常的一年。
It's a very unusual year.
那么我们现在所处的这个全球的瘟疫的期间还没有完全过去。
And the pandemic has not passed yet in the, around the world.
那么特别是在这个南加州的地区，现在的疫情还是非常的严重。
Especially in Southern California, the pandemic is still very serious.
那么请大家也特别的要注意保护自己。
So I wish everyone to be very cautious in protecting yourself.
我们很高兴，我很高兴每个星期天的早上可以在这里看见大家。
I'm very glad to see every one of you every Sunday morning.
愿主保守我们每一个家庭的平安。
And may the Lord.Keep watch over all our families and have safety.
那么两周前呢，我们这个教会的年会呢已经开始来策划啊明年的事工。
Two weeks ago in our church's annual congregational meeting, we have started planning the ministries for next year.
那我们沟通了大家就是明年教会的主题呢是以生命影响生命。
I've shared with all of you that the theme for our church next year is life on life.
这个目标呢就是要推动我们的门徒训练。
The goal is to promote discipleship training.
那么门徒训练对很多人来说呢并不是个陌生的词汇。
So discipleship training to many people is not an unknown term.
我们当中有些人呢曾经都接受过门徒训练。
Some among us have received discipleship training before.
那么也有人呢曾经带领过其他人做门徒训练。
And some may even have led other people to do discipleship training.
但是那么教会要推动门徒训练，那么到底我们是有什么样的计划，有哪些不同呢？
So when the church is planning on promoting the discipleship training, what kind of plans do we have and how different it is going to be?
那么弟兄姐妹应当如何参与呢？
And how can brothers and sisters get involved in this discipleship training?
那这个项目对我们教会的未来有什么影响等等。
And how would this project affect our church in the future?
我想我们就借助今天的时间呢和大家沟通一下我们教会的门徒训练的计划。
So I want to use this time to share with youThe church's plan for discipleship training.
我想这只是一个开始哈。
I think this is only a beginning.
那我们以后陆陆续续的会跟大家来不断的来沟通我们如何推动教会当中的门徒训练哈。
And in the future, I will gradually share more with you step by step how we're going to promote this discipleship training.
那么大概在100年前的这个时候啊在南加州有一个年轻人，他的名字叫 Dawson。
About 100 years ago in Southern California, there was a man. His last name was Trotman.
他呢，有一天跟一个女朋友啊，他们一起去湖里边游泳。
One day he went swimming with a girlfriend in a lake.
他们本来计划呢，是打算从湖的这一边呢。一直游到另外一边去。
Originally, they had planned to swim from this side of the lake to the other side.
但是游到中间的时候，他发现不行，他没有办法游到对面去了。
While he was in the middle of the lake, he found out that it was impossible for him to swim to the other side.
所以他们就开始下沉，已经要他发觉自己不行，已经要沉到湖底了。
And they began to sink and almost.To the bottom of the lake.
这个时候他突然他就呼求神哈，他想让耶稣救他。
And so all of a sudden, you know, he reminded himself that he needs to call upon Jesus to save him.
他跟神许愿说你救我的话呢，我就会相信你的哈。
And he made a wish. He said, God, if you save me, I will believe in you.
就在他这个祷告刚刚结束的时候，就突然间有一只船呢，就路过这个地方，就把他们救上来。
As soon as he finished his prayer, happened to be a boat that came through where they were.
不过
rescued them.
这个 Dawson 很快就忘记了这个事哈。
But Dawson Trotman forgot about his prayer very quickly.
所以他下一个星期呢，不是说在教会，结果是在街上，因为醉酒被警察给抓住了哈。
So in the following week, he wasn't at a church, but he was caught, arrested by the police for being drunk on the street.
所以这个警察就问他说，年轻人呢，你难道不热爱你的生活吗？
And the police asked him, say, young man, don't you love your own life?
然后他说我呀真是非常讨厌我现在的生活。
And he said, I'm really disgusted with my own life right now.
所以再下一个星期天呢，他就去了教会哈。
So in the following week, he went to church.
那到了教会呢，正好有一批年轻人，他们分成两个小组，在进行一个背诵经文的比赛。
So at the church, they have a group of young people who are paired two by two, and then they had the Bible memory competition.
那有十句经文，他们一个星期要背下来。
And they had to memorize 10 Bible scriptures within that week.
那么在下个星期天他们去教会的时候，每个人要把这十句经文背下来。
And the next week they have to recite these 10 verses.
那么他是唯一的一个把这十句经文全背下来的。
And he was the only one who memorized all the 10 verses.
因为什么呢？因为他不想输，因为输了的人呢，要自己花钱，要给所有的人去买食物。
Because he didn't want to lose, the loser, the people who lost have to spend their own money to buy food for everyone.
所以他为了省钱的缘故，就把这经文全部背下来。
So in order to save his money, he memorized all the scriptures.
但是他从来就没有想到，他背下来的这些经文，其中有一句经文就非常触动他的心。
But he never realized that one of the 10 verses that he memorized touched his heart later in a very deep way.
这个经文不断地在他的心里面来重复，就渐渐地改变他的生命。
This verse kept repeating in his heart and gradually changed his life.
那么 Dawson Trotman 呢，他就是当时其实只是在一个木材厂的工人。
And Dawson Trotman was working as a factory worker at a lumber yard.
那么他后来呢，就是用他这个方法，他带领别人来一起的背诵经文。
So later he used the same method to lead other people to memorize the Bible.
他后来也到了这个 Long Beach 长滩这个地方去带领一些水手来做这个方面的训练啊。
And later he went to Long Beach and led some sailors in the same method of Bible memory.
他就发现这个非常简单的方法居然改变了很多人的生命。
He found out that such a simple way could change so many people's lives.
那后来他就创办了导航会。
So later he founded the Navigators.
所以我们很多人都知道导航会他们在门徒训练方面是非常有特色。
And most of us know that navigators are very unique in discipleship training.
所以我们在教会里面的话，怎么样去推动门徒训练呢？
So how we as a church can promote discipleship training in our church?
首先我们来思考一下什么是门徒训练。
First, let's consider what is discipleship training.
那么要想确切知道门徒训练的这个内涵呢，我们必须要先来了解一下这个门徒的含义。
To find out the exact meaning of and the content of discipleship training, we must first understand what is a disciple.
门徒顾名思义就是那些跟从耶稣的人。
Disciple, according to its name,It's someone who follows Jesus.
所以这样看来呢，所有的基督徒 都应该是耶稣的门徒的。
So looking at this way, all the Christians should be followers of Jesus and are disciples.
所以你看，这样的话，门徒训练就不是一个选项，而是一个必须。
So discipleship training is not an option, but a must.
但是现实的状况是怎么样呢？
But what is the reality, though?
那理论上呢，每一个基督徒都应该是门徒的。
So in theory, every Christian should be a disciple.
但是事实上并不是如此哈。
But in reality, it's not so.
我们知道很多人呢是名义上的基督徒哈。
We know many Christians are just Christians in name only.
那么他们大概只是说一年只有圣诞节复活节才会去教会这样子。
They only go to church on Christmas or on Easter.
这是基督教信仰的可悲之处啊。
And this is a sad part of this Christian faith.
所以啊，门徒训练呢，就是要借着我们和其他基督徒的一个互动啊。
So discipleship training emphasizes the interaction among Christians.
从而操练我们的生活形态。
To practice our lifestyle.
以至于我们的生活满有耶稣基督的样式。
So that our life can be full of Christ's likeness.
或者换一句比较通俗的话讲。
In other words,
那么这个门徒训练就是让我们可以思耶稣所思。
Discipleship training is for us to learn to think as Jesus thinks.
我们爱耶稣所爱。
To love what Jesus loves.
我们行耶稣所行。
And do what Jesus does.
所以要想深入的理解这个门徒训练的概念，最好的方式，我们就来观察耶稣是怎么样带领门徒的。
So to delve into a deeper understanding of discipleship training, the best way is to observe how Jesus led his own disciples.
我们看到在福音书里面记载，耶稣跟他的门徒是同吃同住。
In the Gospels, we see that Jesus lived and ate with his own disciples.
那么这些门徒呢，他们可以有机会听从耶稣的教导。
And disciples were able to hear Jesus' teaching directly.
他们可以观察耶稣怎样去行事为人。
They could also observe how Jesus handled people.
而且他们受到耶稣的差遣。可以出去传扬福音。
And they were sent by Jesus to share the gospel.
所以这样看来啊，门徒训练呢应该包括三个层面。
So in this way, we can see that the discipleship training should include three aspects.
那就是知识的层面、行为的层面和品格的层面。
There's an aspect of knowledge, an aspect of behavior, and an aspect of character development.
首先呢，我们必须具备这个属灵的知识啊。
First of all, we need to possess spiritual understanding.
没有属灵的知识，我们就不可能有属灵的生命。
Without a spiritual understanding, we cannot have spiritual life.
那么其次呢，那个知识必须要转化为行为。
And next, our understanding must transform to become a Christian behavior.
这就要求我们有坚强的意志。
And this requires us to have a very solid will.
那么最后呢，这个行为呢，也必然会促进我们品格的提升。
And lastly, our Christian behavior will enhance the uplift of our Christian character.
而这个最后一步的转化，这个需要我们有属灵的操练才可以。
And this type of transformation requires spiritual exercise.
就打如说，比方说，我们可能以前我们对别人的需要是比较冷漠。
For example, if in the past we don't feel we need other people,
那我们可能会渐渐的，我们会。关怀到别注意到别人的需要哈。
And then gradually you become aware that you need to care for other people.
那我们之后就要采取行动哈。
And then you take action.
那这样的不断的重复，我们反复的去做的时候，就渐渐的可以改变我们的生命。
And when we repeat the cycle and when we continue without practice and exercise, our life will be changed.
那么而慢慢使我们对他人有一个怜悯的心。
And then it will produce in us a compassion for other people.
所以我们看最终的就是一个品格的改变。
So at the end, we see a character change.
那么显然当今的时代呢已经不同了。
Of course, we are in a different time right now.
那么门徒训练呢我们不可能跟大家一起同吃同住。
We are it's impossible for us to live with someone and eat with someone for discipleship training.
但是大家在一起的时间是没有办法取代的。
But to spend time together is irreplaceable.
所以门徒训练呢是一定要有一定的时间。啊，双方一定要在一起。
So for discipleship training, we need to spend time together.
那就是大家一同的学习，一同的祷告。
To learn together and to pray together.
那么一同的服侍，而且一同的娱乐。
To serve together and to entertain together.
那么门徒训练这个核心呢，是不会改变的。
So the core of discipleship training will not change.
那个就是效法基督。
Which is following Christ.
那么使我们成为上帝国度的合格的公民。
That we become qualified citizens of God's kingdom.
可能有人会问，我们已经是基督徒了，难道还不合格吗？
Some may ask, we are already Christians, aren't we qualified?
没错，我们因信耶稣基督的话，我们已经拥有天国公民的资格。
That is true. When we believe in Jesus Christ, we have the qualification to become a citizen of heaven.
但是我们的生命啊，还没有完全的改变。
But our lives have not changed completely.
所以我们无法胜任神将来所托付我们的事情。
So we cannot bear God's and trust me.
所以这就是为什么我们现在要不断的去努力去训练使自己更成为耶稣基督的样式。
That is why we need to strive and to be trained to become like Jesus.
可能有人不晓得自己能不能够去适应这样一个改变这样的训练。
Some people may question about their ability to be part of this training.
弟兄姐妹，人呢是有很大的可塑性的。
But I want you to know that you can be shaped and molded to a very great extent.
只要我们有决心的话，神真是在我们身上可以做出很多奇妙的事情。
As long as you have determination, God can do a lot of wonderful things through you.
那么以前有一个女孩的话，她因为有事故，她的双臂都失去了哈。
There was a girl due to an accident. She lost both her arms.
所以不但她的手没有，甚至到这个肘这个地方，她都失去了哈。
She didn't have her hand nor her elbow. She lost them all.
但是呢，她就下决心苦练，她用脚来写字。
So she determined to learn to write with her feet.
所以啊，她这个。用毛笔啊夹在这个脚趾之间去练习写字。
So she put a calligraphy pen, the brush pen in between her toes to learn to write.
那她写的毛笔字比我们用手写的都好看啊。
So her writing became very, very beautiful.
所以只要我们下功夫去练的话，我们确实可以成就很多都难以想象可以成就的事情。
So as long as we are determined to learn, we can do many things beyond our own imagination.
何况我们做基督徒的还有神的恩典在我们身上。
And therefore, as Christians, we have God's special grace upon us.
不过也有人说哈，这个为什么要参加门徒训练哈？
Some people may ask again, why should I participate in this training?
应当顺其自然吧，哈。
I should just go with the flow.
那么我们知道，按照圣经的启示，我们如果每个人都顺其自然的话，我们收获的只能是败坏，哈。
And according to the Bible, we all know that if we go with the flow, what we will reap is deterioration.
那么在圣经中呢，保罗也经常使用这个竞技比赛来比喻这个基督徒的属灵的操练，哈。
In the Bible, we see that Paul uses a competitive games to illustrate the spiritual exercise.
所以在哥林多前书第九章二十五节到二十七节，保罗这样说，哈。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 25 to 27, Paul says this.
凡较力争胜的诸事都有节制。他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
Verse 25, and every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things.Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible.
所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的，我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air.But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway.
所以说，这里保罗给自己定下一个非常高的标准。
So here we see Paul setting a very high standard for himself.
他说叫攻克己身，叫身服我。
He said, I keep my body under subjection that it listens to me, subject to myself.
我是知道说我应该做什么，我叫这个身体听从我的命令去做，而不是顺从这个肉体的欲望而行的。
In other words, he tells his body to do what he desires to do instead of being controlled by his own body.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们又为什么要参加门徒训练呢？
So for Christians, why should we participate in this training?
首先，这个是耶稣给门徒的命令。
First of all, it is a command that Jesus gave to his disciples.
很多时候我们误解，以为耶稣托付我们的大使命就是传福音而已。
Many times we have this understanding that when Jesus gave us a great commission, he only wanted us to preach the gospel.
我们如果带人信主，这是很好，但是你只做了一半，哈。
It's good to lead people to the Lord, but that is only doing half.
我们仔细来思想马太福音二十八章，我们就可以看看耶稣的命令是怎样，哈。
Now, when we carefully consider Matthew 28, we will find out what exactly Jesus wanted us to do.
所以耶稣的命令并非只是停留在使人受洗归入主的门下。
And Jesus' command is not only for us to baptize people so that they become the Lord's.
乃是要使众人成为门徒。
But that everyone should become disciple.
所以马太福音二十八章十八到二十节这样讲。
In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20 says this.
所以耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, make disciples.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
所以耶稣给我们的命令啊，不是带人信主而已，他是让我们使人做他的门徒。
So the command Jesus gave us is not only to lead people to Christ, but that they can become disciples.
那么成为门徒的三部曲的第一步就是要施洗。
So the three steps of becoming a disciple, the first step is to be baptized.
那么第二步就是要做教导。
Second is to teach.
那么第三步就是能够遵守，能够行得出来。
And the third step is to observe and to do.
所以这是耶稣给我们的命令啊。
And this is a command that Jesus gave us.
那么其次呢，教会也是要为上帝的国度预备人才啊。
Next, the church needs to prepare capable people for God's kingdom.
所以上帝为人类所设计的这个终极目标啊，乃是在上帝的永恒国度中，神与我们同住。
The ultimate goal God has set for human beings is that in God's eternal kingdom, He will live with us.
就正如当初呢，在伊甸园当中啊，神与亚当面对面一样。
Just like in the Garden of Eden, God and Adam were able to be face to face in person.
而且我们呢？也要承受上帝的基业。
And then we will receive God's inheritance.
那么上帝要将他的产业呢交给我们去管理。
God will give us his inheritance for us to manage.
那么这个呢对于我们现在这个样子我们是没有办法去胜任这个工作。
And based upon our current condition, we are unable to take up this call, this responsibility.
那有人就说啊，上帝为什么现在不赶快就把这些东西给我们不就好了？
And some people may ask, why doesn't God give us all this right now? Wouldn't that work?
我们知道，如果就现在我们这个样子，我们到了天堂里的话，那天堂我们也可以把它搞成变成地狱一样啊。
We know, by the way, we are right now. Even if we go to heaven, we will turn it into hell.
所以。我们的生命必须要改变才可以。
So our lives have to change.
那么我们才能够享受上帝的祝福哈。
That we can truly enjoy God's blessing.
所以这个门徒训练呢只是一个开始。
So the discipleship training is just a beginning.
这是万里长征走出的第一步哈。
This is the first step of the long march.
所以当今的北美教会的问题啊不是基督徒的数目的问题。
So the problem for the Northern American churches nowadays is not the number.
乃是基督徒的质量的问题。
But in the quality of Christians.
所以我们希望呢当有人信主之后呢就会有人去跟进教导。
So we hope that when someone becomes a Christian, that people will follow up with them and teach them.
那么他们就容易避免这些人从教会里面流失。
By doing so, we can avoid these people from losing or getting lost from the church.
如果没有这个跟进的话，即使这些人留在教会，那么也没有一个很好的属灵的根基。
And even if they didn't leave the church, if without the spiritual foundation and they still stay in the church, there's not a whole lot they can do.
这样呢，就是难以赋予重任。
They cannot take up major responsibilities.
那我们教会推动这个门徒训练，我想不只是一年的计划而已。
I think for our church to promote the discipleship training is not just a plan for one year.
我们希望这个成为教会长久发展的一个策略。
We hope that this will become a strategy for development in the long run for our church.
我们有计划的有策略的去推动福音的工作。
We will have a plan and a strategy to promote the gospel ministry.
当有人在我们教会信主之后，我们马上有人跟进去带领做门徒训练。
When someone becomes a Christian in our church, right away we have someone to follow this person up and to train them and to teach them.
那么在一连两年之内，使这个人在主里面有一个比较扎实的这样的基础。
So within a year or two, this person will have a solid foundation in the Lord.
那么在基督徒当中呢，有一种普遍的误解。
And there is a very common misunderstanding among Christians.
我们都知道我们今生今世我们属灵的生命呢是没有办法尽善尽美的。
We know that our spiritual life will not be perfect in this world.
那么只有等到将来见到主耶稣的时候。
only when we do see our Lord Jesus face to face.
所以有人认为当那个时候呢，我们就会跟主变得一样的完美。
So people know that or think that by that time we will be as perfect as Christ.
所以我们现在啊，没有必要这么辛苦的去努力啊，去操练等等。
So it's not necessary or it's why should we work so hard to train ourselves right now?
那么上帝呢，将来会轻易的就为我们成就一切的事情。
God will take care of everything for us very easily in the future.
啊，我是不知道这种想法看法是圣经的依据到底在哪里。
I don't know what is the biblical basis that they're saying this.
上帝从来没有应许过在我们基督徒成圣的道路上他要越俎代庖。
God never promised us that in the process of Christian's sanctification that he will do everything for us.
好像我们不需要付出任何的努力。
As if we don't need to put in any effort.
神有恩典在我们的身上，没有错。
It's true that God does give us his grace.
但是在成圣的道路上，我们必须要付出努力。
But in the process of sanctification, we need to put in effort.
就像这个世界上一切其他的事情一样
Just like everything else in the world
我们要学习任何的技巧我们要不付出努力是没有可能的
If we want to learn any skills without paying a price it is impossible
那么你需要开一个这个按摩店的话你需要招员工员工都需要培训的对不对
Even if you want to open a massage parlorAnd you want to hire workers, all these workers have to be trained.
如果没有训练的话，他怎么能够，你怎么可以做生意去赚钱
呢？ Without training, these people cannot work and make money.
如果你想开一个餐馆的话，你也需要有这个会煮菜的人才可以。
If you want to open up a restaurant, you need someone who knows how to cook.
那么这个厨师的话，他没有经过训练的话，你的餐馆怎么可以有生意？
And without training, the cook cannot cook well, then there's no business for your restaurant.
同样的道理，当我们有教会的时候，你怎么可能到教会，我什么训练都不需要，你就可以能够建立一个教会，是没有可能的。
So similarly, in a church, you come to church, you say, I don't need any training, then I can build up the church. That is impossible.
所以啊，我们在基督里面要想成长的话，我们付出努力是必须的。
So for us to grow in Christ, we have to pay a price. It is a necessity. It's a must.
那么其实很多人为了要得到这个技术啊，要得到一个证书，都是付出很多努力才可以得到的。
Some people pay a big price to earn a certificate or a diploma to do what they want to do.
那么以前呢，有一个京剧演员呢，他就非常想学一个诀窍。
There was a Peking opera character that he wanted to learn a special skill so he can become very good.
因为他的师傅呢就会一个绝招呢他就是很其他的人怎么学都学不到的。
And this person's master has a very special technique that no one knows how to do.
就是他在这个演这个角色的时候他戴了一个帽子。
So this character has to wear a hat as they perform.
那到了这个剧情需要的时候呢，他要一甩头就把这个帽子要从头上给甩掉。
And then during this, while this act is going on, the person has turned the head and then take his hat, you know, get his hat off his head.
那这个问题就是说，你这个帽子呢？你要把它系紧了，你才能在中间演戏的时候不至于这帽子晃来晃去。
So in order to do that, while you are doing the act, you have to tie your hat to your neck very tightly so it wouldn't, you know, fall out.
但是你如果系得太紧的时候，你甩的时候它又甩不掉。
But if you tie it too tight, when you need to shake it off, you cannot do it.
哎，这个年轻人琢磨，怎么也琢磨不透。
So this young man thought and thought and he didn't know how his master did it.
他就向他师父请教很多次他师父都不肯告诉他这个诀窍。
And he pleaded with his master many times to teach him, but his master wouldn't do it.
所以到他师父这个临终的时候他又问哎呀师父你看我伺候你这么久了 那么师父你能不能告诉我这个诀窍？
So while the master was getting ready to pass away, this disciple came to him and said, can you please show me how you did it?
然后他师父就跟他说，你去问你师娘吧啊。
The master told him, you go ask my wife.
所以他就继续的来照顾他的师娘，照顾了很多年，到他师娘快临走的时候，他赶快就问师娘，这诀窍在哪里？
So he served his master's wife for many years, and at the time of her passing, he asked her the same question, can you tell me what is the technique?
这个师娘就跟他说，孩子呀，你是真的有心人呢。
So the master's wife told him that you really had a heart wanting to learn.
其实这个诀窍很简单的。
Actually, this technique is very easy.
就是说当你把这帽子系紧的时候，你咬牙把那个带子咬住啊。
He said, when you tie this ribbon on your neck, you tie it very tight, you bit it with your teeth.
也当你要把这帽子甩掉的时候，你呢把嘴张开，牙一松开，这个帽子就甩掉了。
And when you want to shake off the hat, just loosen up your teeth and then the hat will fall off.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看这么一个小小的 trick, 如果没有人告诉你的话，你就真的没有办法，要花好多的精力才可以想得到，是不是？
So such a little trick, if nobody tells you, you know, you would not know how to do it.
所以你看我们为了现在我们要获得一些技巧啊，我们要去学校去学，要交学费，还要什么，要付出很多努力的。
So in order to earn a diploma or certificate, you need to pay a price to learn.
但是门徒训练所告诉我们是一些属灵的诀窍。
But the discipleship training is teaching us some spiritual tricks, spiritual techniques.
是免费给大家的。
Which is free for all.
虽然是免费，不等于它的价值啊，不只等于它的价值低廉啊。
Even though it's free, it doesn't mean it's cheap.
那么它真的可以帮助我们在属灵的生命上有非常大的一个改变。
It can truly bring a great change in our spiritual life.
那么在将来的这段时间，我们教会如何去推动门徒训练呢？
How will our church promote this discipleship training?
我们计划明年的分三个步骤来推动。
We have planned to share this in three steps.
那我们会首先选择材料哈。
First, we will select material.
然后我们培训人员。
And then we will train the personnel.
然后来推广实施。
And then we will promote its implementation.
那么首先我们要选择一些适合于我们教会成员的一些材料哈。
First, we need to choose a training material that is suitable for our church members.
那其次我们要选拔一些成熟的基督徒。
And next, we need to select some mature Christians.
那这些人是愿意投身门徒训练的事工的。
Who are willing to commit to the discipleship training ministry.
那最后呢，我们看到弟兄姐妹都乐意踊跃的参加。
And lastly, we hope to see that our brothers and sisters are willing and vigorously wanting to participate.
所以一般而言呢，这门徒训练有两种最基本的方式啊。
And in general, there are two basic methods for discipleship training.
一种呢是五六个人的小组培训啊。
One is in a small group training of five or six people.
那么另外一种呢就是一对一的门徒训练啊。
And another one is a one-to-one discipleship training.
那么教会呢将会采取两种这个方式的结合来设计。
Our church will use both methods.
那么来规划我们的方案。
To design and to plan our project.
在培训骨干的过程中呢，我们将采用这个小组的方式。
In training the core leaders, we will use the small group method.
那这样做的效率是比较高，那么组员之间呢也可以产生一些有益的互动。
And this is more efficient and there will be very beneficial interaction among the members.
那么在全教会推广的时候呢，我们将鼓励一对一的门徒训练。
Now when we bring this to promote in the whole church, we would encourage one-to-one discipleship training.
因为这样就更有针对性。
Because this is more pointed.
因为双方的这样的分享呢就比较能够深入，而且呢
sharing can be deeper，
而且是保护个人的隐私哈。
It also protects a personal confidential。
我们的希望，当然我们希望我们教会每一个人都可以投入这个门徒训练当中哈。
Of course, we hope that everyone in our church would participate in this discipleship training.
当然我们知道现实的情况呢，这是比较复杂一点。
But we know the reality is a little bit more complex.
我们 招募的对象哈，有什么一定要满足什么样的标准呢哈。
And the people we want to recruit have to meet certain conditions.
那么这些条件呢，我们其实就有三个哈常见的条件。
And there are three basic conditions.
我们常常称为这样的人呢，就是一个 fat person.
We call these candidates the fat people.
就是 F-A-T.
F-A-T.
那么 F 就代表是一个忠心的人。
F is faithful.
那么 A 呢，就代表一个是可以参加的人，他们愿意参加。
A is available.
那么这个T 的话就代表说有受教心的人。
And T is teachable.
那么忠心的人呢，就是那些对这个事工呢他很有负担的人。
People who are faithful are those who have burden for this ministry.
那么他们是有心人，他们不会朝令夕改。
They have a heart to pursue this and they will not change their mind overnight.
那么可以参加的那些人 A 呢，就指那些不但是有心而且他们有时间愿意投入。
And people who are available are those who not only have a heart, but they also have the time and the willingness to participate.
对，如果有些人已经把他的时间安排的满满的，他没有时间做这个事情，那也没有办法来参加，这个需要时间的。
If someone's schedule is full, the plate is full, then they don't have time to participate because discipleship training requires time.
那么最后受教的人呢，是那些认识到自己有缺乏的人，他愿意学习，愿意成长。
And those people who are teachable are those who know their own deficiency and they are willing to learn and grow.
如果有些人都觉得你讲什么他都懂了，他都不需要的话，他觉得自己已经满了，你就没有办法再给他加入任何东西了。
If someone who thinks they know it all and they have no desire to learn other things, then these people are not the teachable people we want to look for.
所以我们这个以生命以享生命的主题呢，是根据提摩太后书二章二节来提出的。
So the emphasis on life discipleship training is based on 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2.
那么保罗在提摩太后书嘱咐提摩太说，我儿啊。
And Paul in 2 Timothy 2:2 bid his Timothy in this way.
你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
He said, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的。
And the things that you have heard of me among many witnesses.
也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
The same commit you to faithful men.
所以这句经文里面讲到保罗要托付提摩太的时候，提到了四代人。
So when Paul made this command to Timothy, he mentioned a generation of four.
那么第一代就是保罗，保罗来带领提摩太。
The first generation is Paul leading Timothy.
所以提摩太是第二代。
So Timothy is the second generation.
那保罗又嘱咐提摩太，你要交托这教导的知识给其他的人。
And Paul bids Timothy to teach these things to those who will be teaching others.
那么这些其他的人就是第三代。
So the ones that Timothy will teach are the third generation.
那么这第三代呢，他们又要去教导别人，那么其他的人，这就是第四代。
And the third generation, they will also teach others, so that will be the fourth generation.
所以这就是所谓的四世同堂哈。
So that's a four generation together.
这样保证基督的教导呢，可以代代的相传下去哈。
To guarantee that the teaching of Christ can be passed down through many generations.
所以今天呢，我们为明年教会的这事工的推动，我们打响了第一炮哈。
So today we sound the first bell for our discipleship training in the coming year.
那么大家现在记住了，我们明年的主题是以生命影响生命。
So I want everyone to remember that the theme for our church next year is life on life to influence each other.
那么是在提摩太后书的二章。
In Timothy chapter 2, verse 2.
那么相信借着门徒训练的推动呢，我们在大家在基督耶稣的生命里面可以稳固的扎根。
So we hope that by promoting the discipleship training that we as a group that are alive in Christ will have a firm foundation and be firmly rooted in him.
那么我们感谢主，我们的执事们对这个这个门徒训练的事工啊都有浓厚的兴趣哈。
And I thank God that our deacons felt very much interested in this ministry.
我们相信明年呢，教会也会循序渐进的来推广这个事工。
And I believe our church will promote this ministry step by step next year.
那么求神呢，也来借着这个门徒事工、门徒训练的这个事工的推动，来祝福我们的教会。
And I pray that God will bless our church through the discipleship training.
那么请大家特别为这个事情来代祷。
And I would ask for your prayer especially for this.
那么我自己本身呢，也是在信主了之后呢，就非常有机会就接受到门徒训练。
I received the discipleship training after I became a Christian.
那么我是在弗吉尼亚州那个读书，我读书那个地方信主的。
I became a Christian in Virginia where I was going to school for my master's degree.
那么后来我毕业了之后，我到了新泽西工作，我就到了李定武牧师的教会哈。
And upon graduation, I went to work in New Jersey and I went to a church led by Pastor Lee, 李定武。
那么李定武牧师呢，他就是非常擅长做门徒训练。
And he was very good at discipleship training.
那么当时他用的材料呢是丰盛的生命，还有另外一套叫圣徒装备，非常好的材料。
And the material he used, one was called the abundant life, and another one was called the equipping of saints.
所以我就很感谢主，在早期非常初期我刚刚信主的那段时间里，可以接受到这些个门徒训练这个扎实的基础。
So I was fortunate to receive a very grounded discipleship training in my early Christian life.
所以这个为我基督徒作为基督徒的生活后面打下了一个很好的基础。
I laid a very, very good and solid foundation for me to grow as a Christian.
所以当我们搬到南加州牧会的时候，我首先就看有没有机会来带领门徒训练哈。
So when we moved to Southern California to a pastor church, the first thing I was looking for is an opportunity to do discipleship training.
就很偶然的机会，是有一对探亲的这个老夫妻从中国来。
And by chance, a visiting couple came from China. They were elderly.
哎，他们刚刚信主，他们也有时间。
They just became Christians and they also had time.
而且呢，他们也想在基督里面去成长啊。
And they also wanted to grow in Christ.
所以我和师母呢，就是每周有一个时间到他们住的这个公寓里面去，带着这对老夫妻做门徒训练。
So every week, my wife and I had a time to visit them in the apartment building to lead them in this course.
那么这个就为我后来在这个教会里推动门徒训练的事工的一个开始啊，这就是一个开始。
And that was the beginning of me promoting the discipleship training in my previous church.
几年下来有上百的人参加过这样的门徒训练。
So after several years, more than 100 people participated in the discipleship training program.
那么我们带领这对老夫妻呢，后来他们又回到香港去居住了。
And this elderly couple returned to Hong Kong.
那么时不时的他会跟我们联系啊，会讲到说这段时间的这个学习对他的生命有什么样的影响。
And once in a while, they would contact us and told us that how this discipleship training had influenced their lives.
所以我希望我们将要推动的门徒训练不只是一个所谓的教会的项目或者活动而已。
So I hope that the discipleship training that we want to promote is not just a program or a project.
那真的是能够触及到我们每个人的生命。
But that it would touch our lives in a very real fashion.
好，让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Holy Father, we thank you for your grace.
因着你的儿子耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的。
Because of what your son Jesus Christ did on the cross.
你为我们的生命的改变预备了美好的一切。
You provided everything for our lives to become beautiful and changed.
真是主啊，让我们在地上的时间，我们真正能够数算自己的年日。
Help us to number our days while we are still on this earth.
让我们好好的操练我们自己。
That we may do very good practice, spiritual practice.
使我们不是顺从这个世界。
That we do not follow this world.
使我们不是顺从我们的肉体。
That we do not follow our own flesh.
乃是让我们顺从圣灵给我们的带领。
But we follow the leading of your Holy Spirit.
让我们的生命中可以彰显出主耶稣基督的荣光。
That we may reflect the glory of Christ in our lives.
当我们将来见你面的时候，主我们不至于羞愧。
So when we do see you face to face, we will not be ashamed.
主啊，我们求主你真是恩待我们。教会恩待我们的弟兄姐妹。
And dear Lord, we thank you and we pray that you continue to be gracious unto our church and unto our brothers and sisters.
愿我们有心参与门徒训练的时候，我们真的能够得到神的祝福。
That when we have the heart to join this discipleship training, that we can truly be blessed.
我们谢谢你的保守，我们将明年我们教会的事工，我们一并仰望在你的手中，愿主你保守。
We thank you for watching over us, and we commit our ministries next year into your hands.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.